CNN's new star Mehdi Hasan apologizes, again, for past homophobic comments. By Joel B. Polak on March 26, 2019. Intercept columnist Mehdi Hasan, a prominent defender of Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, who has appeared on CNN 5 times in the days since the New Zealand terror attacks March 15, apologized Saturday for homophobic comments he made during Islamic religious sermon several years ago. The video of Hasan's past statements was unearthed over the weekend. Hi at Brian Stelter, is this CNN expert Mehdi Hasan the same guy in this video? At Brian's Flood. Mehdi Hasan says non-Muslims and atheists live like cattle, and homosexuals are like pedophiles. Mike Cernovich, at Cernovich, March 24, 2019. Hasan noted that the video had surfaced several years before, and pointed to 2 articles he had written for the Huffington Post in his own defense. In an article published in 2012, he called his remarks ill-judged, ill-advised and, even, inappropriate, but said his remarks were primarily an attack on Muslim extremists, and that they had been taken out of context, particularly the context in which the word cattle refers to unthinking, incurious Muslims as cattle too. In an article published in 2013, Hasan attacked one of his critics, and reiterated, "I'm happy to apologize again for any, unintended, offense caused. I believe in the equality of all men and women, regardless of race, religion, gender or sexuality, and I abhor the demonization of any group of people, whether Muslim or non-Muslim." In a Twitter thread Saturday, Hasan apologized again. "Since Christchurch, I've been talking/writing a lot about bigoted and hate speech and demonization, and the responsibility of journalists to get their rhetoric right. Words matter. I feel it's crucial at times like this to be self-critical, too. So a tough thread for me." Thread. 1/. Mehdi Hasan, at Mader Hasan, March 23, 2019. "Like a lot of journos, humans? I've said things years ago that I now deeply regret. Chief among them for me is, more than a decade ago, in my 20s, when I wasn't a public figure, I gave a bunch of speeches to students on Islam/extremism. And I said dumb offensive randy stuff." 2/. Mehdi Hasan, at Mader Hasan, March 23, 2019. "Speaking without notes, and trying to be bombastic, I made stupid sweeping remarks about non-Muslims, especially atheists. I cringe now when I rehear/reread those remarks. I made stupid offensive analogies to animals. Arg. I'm embarrassed to have to write about all this again." 3/. Mehdi Hasan, at Mader Hasan, March 23, 2019. 4/. Mehdi Hasan, at Mader Hasan, March 23, 2019. "But the internet never forgets, I turned 40 this year, and Christchurch has again reminded me about why words matter. I was never one of those Muslim extremists turned reformers. Ugh, but as a much younger man I did on occasion say silly, offensive, extreme-sounding things." 5/. Mehdi Hasan, at Mader Hasan, March 23, 2019. "I've written my offensive remarks before, and tried to put them in context and explain them, away. And here. I've spoken at events and on the radio about them. But I don't want to defend/explain today. I just want to say, I'm sorry." 6/. Mehdi Hasan, at Mader Hasan, March 23, 2019. "I'd like to think we all have a capacity to grow, mature, and rethink our views. I'd like to think I have. Check my work. I've dedicated my journalistic career and speeches since to fighting bigotry of all types, from all sides. We have to stick together. Especially minorities." 7/. Mehdi Hasan, at Mader Hasan, March 23, 2019. "Growing up in a conservative faith community, where you didn't interact with actual gay people, I ended up making insensitive remarks, that I've apologized for before. And have since written about being Muslim and homophobic." 8/. Mehdi Hasan, at Mader Hasan, March 23, 2019. "I now believe that you can't really live in a secular society without supporting a legal right to marry for same-sex couples. I do. But I still cringe as I remember how I made my own contribution to homophobic discourse back in my 20s, over a decade ago. I can only apologize. 9/ Mehdi Hassan, at Madarasan, March 23, 2019. This sounds cliched but it's true, some of my closest friends/allies in the media are gay and atheist. People like at Owen Jones 84 and at Greenwald. They have stood shoulder to shoulder with under fire Muslims in our darkest hours. And I regret not having had their backs in my youth. 10/ Mehdi Hassan, at Madarasan, March 23, 2019. Anyways, this is turning into an overlong thread about stuff I said in my 20s. I don't want to turn it into something huge, and I am sure delighted trolls are circling. But nor do I want to pretend I didn't say this stuff or act like it doesn't matter. It does. And I'm sorry. 11/ Mehdi Hassan, at Madarasan, March 23, 2019. Final tweet, words matter. Let's treat each other with respect and compassion. And apologize when we get it wrong/hurt others, even unwittingly. This isn't political correctness/censorship. It's just basic decency and common sense. Treat others as you'd like to be treated. Ends. Mehdi Hassan, at Madarasan, March 23, 2019. Logs off Twitter for the rest of the day. Mehdi Hassan, at Madarasan, March 23, 2019. Mehdi Hassan, at Madarasan, March 24, 2019. After the attacks in Christchurch, New Zealand, Hassan suggested to CNN that President Donald Trump's rhetoric had inspired the killer. Last year, after the murder of 11 Jews at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Hassan suggested Trump was inciting right-wing terror, saying violent extremists were the real base of the Donald Trump movement. He protested when Mark Lamont Hill was fired from CNN after calling for Israel's destruction. Hassan also defended Omar during recent controversies over her anti-Semitic remarks. Given this far-right domestic terrorist was allegedly targeting at Ilhan Omar among others, hey GOP Congressman at Lieselden, do you want to condemn him? Given you're always so keen on folks condemning hate when it's associated with you? This sounds pretty serious, no? Mehdi Hassan, at Madarasan, February 21, 2019. In addition, Hassan published an interview at The Intercept that was partially a defense of Omar's foreign policy views. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.